Oh, ভয় করছে
Good.
Meets Narayan Maharaj at Talavan Forest.
ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे। हम लोग अभी तालवन में आए हैं। वी हैव कम टू तालवन। अच्छा नहीं आप बोलेंगे, मैं हिंदी में बोलता हूँ। मैं केवल हिंदी में
आपको प्रैक्टिस करना है यार। वी Next year, Maharaj is going to America to join Padyatra.
ये सालवन है। अभी इसको तराशी कहते हैं अपभ्रंश शब्दों में। Now it is called, this village is called as तराशी। It has come from सालवन। पहले यहाँ पर बहुत बड़े भारी साल का वन था, लाखों लाखों इसमें ताल के वृक्ष थे। कंस बड़ी सावधानी के साथ में इसकी रक्षा करता था। एक ताल का फल भी कोई वैष्णव साधु लोग नहीं ले सके और कोई भी ब्रजवासी इसको न ले सके। कल हमारे अधीन जो व्यक्ति हैं वही इस ताल फल को लेंगे। बोलिए, उठ करके जाए।
One time there were millions of tall trees and Kamsa was protecting them very carefully. He was making sure that no Vaishnava eats not even one single fruit.
एक समय में सब सखा लोगों ने कहा, मधुबन जब आए गोचारण करने के लिए, जब कृष्ण बच्चे थे तो मैया उनको सजा देती थी, मोरपंख लगा देती, केश को केशों को एकत्रित करकर बीच में चूड़ा बना देती, उसमें फूल की माला पहना देती और हाथ में छोटी सी बंसिया दे देती। उनकी इच्छा नहीं थी जब कृष्ण गोचारण करने के लिए जाएं। जब कृष्ण को सजाती थी तो आंखों से आंसू आते थे, कभी मुख चुंबन करती, कभी हाथ फेरती, कभी स्नेह करती, छोड़ने की इच्छा नहीं होती थी, इतना वो स्नेह करती। उन्होंने पहले दिन जब गोपाष्टमी को कृष्ण गोचारण करने के लिए चले थे,
अच्छा, early morning Mother Yashoda used to bathe Lord Krishna and decorate him with nice clothing, nice ornaments, nice peacock feather, one little flute, and such a nice beautiful boy. She would never like that Krishna go all day long herding the cows. She wanted to keep such a beautiful little boy with her all day long, but Krishna's preference was going into the forest and playing in the forest with other friends. While decorating Krishna in the morning, she, out of her affection for her child, she would also shed tears and think of Krishna.
एक समय में जबकि वो कृष्ण को पहले गोचारण करने के लिए भेज रही हैं, उन्होंने सुंदर सुंदर जूतियां मंगाई चमड़े की, और बच्चा जाएगा धूप में रहेगा तो वो कैसे उसको धूप लगेगी, सुंदर सुंदर उसको छतरी बना दी। पुरोहितों को बुलाया, शुभ मुहूर्त निकाला, 7 बजे के अंदर में यहां से निकलना है। जूतियों को देख करके कृष्ण को कहा, जैसे ये जूतियों को पहन ले और जब जाना तो ये छतरी लगा लेना। सखाओं को भी, बलदेव जी को भी शपथ दे करके कहा, इसको छोड़ करके कहीं मैं इधर उधर मत जाना, बड़े बड़े राक्षस लोग भी हैं, सांप इसमें हैं और सब डर की बात है। कृष्ण ने कहा, मैया एक बात कर।
So it was the first time Krishna was going to go into the forest herding the cows. So that day, Mother Yashoda bought some nice shoes for Krishna. She also bought umbrella for Krishna. And she called some priests. And the time was set. Before 7 o'clock, they were supposed to be departing, going to the forest. So before leaving, she was instructing Baladev, make sure, take care of your brother, make sure he's wearing shoes, make sure he's using umbrella. So like that, she was making all the preparations for Krishna to go into the forest and take care of the cows.
Krishna ne kaha, Maya, hume to juti pehnati hai. Hamare baap dade in gayon ke sevak the. Hamare pita Nand Baba bhi gayon ke sevak the. और मैं भी उत्तराधिकार रूप में गायों का सेवक हूँ, तो हमारा आराध्य जूता नहीं पहने और छाता नहीं लगाए तो मैं सेवक कैसे धारण कर सकता हूँ। मैया, तुम सब गायों के लिए 4-4 जूते तो उनके लिए कर दे और उनके लिए एक एक छतरी भी बना दे और उनके लिए कुछ आदमियों को नियुक्त कर दे जो वो छतरी धारण करते हुए जिधर भाग करके जाए उधर ही में दौड़े, और यदि ऐसा कर सकेगी तो हमारे लिए भी जूता दे दे, मैं भी जूतिया पहन लूंगा, और नहीं तो फिर
When Yashoda made all these preparations, shoes for Krishna, umbrella for Krishna, he said to Mother Yashoda, "This is not. I should not do this. Why should I use the umbrella and the shoes? Because the cows. If you want me to use this thing, then you better purchase 4 shoes for each cows, which I will be taking care of." And you better buy all the umbrellas and also arrange some people to hold the umbrellas for those cows wherever they go. If you make that arrangement, then I will accept your shoes and the umbrella. Because in traditionally, all the forefathers, they are caretakers of the cow. So why are you taking care of just me? Why not also of the cows?
Krishna ne grahan nahi kiya. Golok pati hain, kintu gayon ke sevak hain.
Krishna did not accept the shoes. He is Golok pati. He is a pati, master of Golok, but he did not accept. At the same time, he is servant of the cows.
समय बीतने लग गया. पुरोहित कहते हैं कि जल्दी करो. और मैया कभी अंक में भर रही, कभी आँखों के आंसू से नाल आ रही, कभी रक्षा मंत्रों से ललाटे केशवम रक्षेत नारायणम अथ उदरे रक्षेत बस तक चले माधवम रक्षेत कंठे गोविंद रक्षेत. इसी प्रकार से द्वादश अंगों में भगवान के नामों को रख करके कृष्ण की रक्षा करें. जी जो जगत की रक्षा करने वाले हैं, आज उनकी रक्षा करने वाले ये सब उसी मंत्रों से रक्षा करना है. पुरोहित कहे जल्दी से समय निकलता है, जल्दी जल्दी मैया छोड़ो. और मैया छोड़ नहीं है.
So the auspicious time that morning was 7 o'clock, and it was almost 7 o'clock, but Yashoda was not willing to leave Krishna. She was trying to embrace him, keep him with him, shedding tears. Somehow she was trying to keep Krishna longer, and she also was praying to the Lord that, "Please, O Madhava, O Keshava, O Govinda, please protect my child." Are different. As we put tilak on, we chant also those names of the Lord. So she was also uttering those names and praying to the Lord for protection of her child.
इसी तरह से ये एक दिन नहीं, प्रतिदिन ऐसा होता है. जो सुधा जी भूल जाती हैं कि कल मैंने ऐसा किया, और कृष्ण भी भूल जाते हैं. नित्य नवीन उनकी लीला है. यही कृष्ण के लीला में और हम लोगों में वैशिष्ट है. हम लोग यदि किसी एक सुंदर या सुंदरी को देख लें, एक बार मुख देख लिया, फिर देखने की इच्छा नहीं. किंतु कृष्ण का ऐसा नहीं. नित्य नवीन उनका समस्त लीला, पास्ट टाइम्स जितने हैं उनके लीला क्षेत्र ऐसे नवीन है. इसलिए यशोदा जी प्रतिदिन ऐसा करती हैं, और एक दिन वो मधुवन में पधारे. मधु माने होता है.
So this early morning pastime of Krishna going to the forest, they would take place every day, day after day after day after day. But every day there is a newer and newer arrangements, and very pleasing to all the residents, especially to Mother Yashoda. In the material world, we look at some face of a man and woman, or woman. After some time, we don't feel like looking at that face anymore. But that logic, that thing doesn't apply to Krishna, because he's ever beautiful. His beauty is ever increasing. And Yashoda and others always are attracted by that beautiful face and form of the Lord.
Krishna Madhuvan mein aaye. Yashoda ji ka ek utpraksha isme hai. Yashoda ji kahti hain unko pakad liya ek din. और पकड़ करके कहते हैं जी तू चोरी करना सीख गया, गोपियों को घर में चोरी करता है। तो कृष्ण कहते हैं मैया चोरी का मैंने कब की, एक तो मैं छोटा छोटा सा बच्चा, हाथ भी मेरे छोटे छोटे, तुमने शिकार रख रखा है ऊपर और मेरे हाथ वहां पर पहुंचेंगे नहीं, और तू झूठ बोलती है। तुम सवेरे तो हमको 7 बजे मधुबन पठा देती है वन में, और शाम तक मैं गायों के पीछे पीछे भागा करता हूं, और शाम को थका हुआ आकर के कुछ खाया और मैं सो गया, लोगों के घर में चोरी करने के लिए मैं कब गया। क्या मधुमन मोहि पठायो मैया, मैं नहीं माखन खायो, होर भयो गायन के पीछे मधुमन मोहि पठायो। मैया ने मुझको वहां पर भेज दिया, दिन भर उनके पीछे पीछे चक्कर काटता रहा, दौड़ता रहा, शाम को भूखा हुआ आया, कुछ कलेवा तुमने दे दिया और मैं थका हुआ सो गया, रात भर सोता रहा, फिर सवेरे तुमने भेज दिया, और मैं चोरी करने के लिए कब जाऊं। मधुबन मने यहाँ क्या।
So, one day Mother Yashoda got hold of Krishna and she was chastising, saying, I have received so many complaints that you had been stealing, you have become a thief now. Then Krishna says, how is that possible? Early morning you are sending me to the forest. I go to Madhuban forest all day. I am taking care of the cows. I return in the evening. I am so much tired. You give me something little to eat. I eat and I take rest. The next morning I get up and I go to the forest. And this is going on day after day after day. And you are saying, I am a thief. I am stealing. I don't have time. I don't have time to steal. I am busy with the cows all day. And at night time I come, take
my hands are very little.
And also my hands are little, short. And all the butter is always up high there, hanging from the ceiling.
How could
I reach that? So this doesn't make any sense.
उस समय दोनों में बहुत से विचार हुए थे। कृष्ण ने भी ऐसा कहा है। अंत में जब जसोदा जी किसी प्रकार से नहीं मानी, तुमने यही एक अस्त्र उन पर चलाया। ओ मैया, मैं तेरा बेटा होता जैसे आज सवेरे कहा था, तो तू हमको ऐसा नहीं कहती, हमारे ऊपर में ऐसा लांछन नहीं लगा सकती। इतना सुनते ही जसोदा जी के आंखों से आंसू आ गया। तो फिर कृष्ण ने देखा जी मैया के आंखों में आंसू आ गया और ये बहुत दुखी हो गई। फिर उनका चित्त बदलने के लिए कहा, मैया मैंने ही माखन खाए, पहले बतलाया था ये मैं नहीं माखन खायो, अब इसमें लगा दिया मैंने ही माखन खायो, मैंने मैं नहीं मैया मैंने पहले कहा था जब मैंने माखन नहीं खाया। कहते मैया, जब रोने लगी मैया, मैया तू ही ठीक है, मैंने ही माखन खाया था। जो सदा नहीं नहीं बेटा तूने नहीं खाया, जान बुझ करके भी नहीं बेटा, तुम कभी चोरी नहीं कर सकता है, हमारा लाला कभी चोरी करेगा। ऐसी सुंदर सुंदर लीलाओं को करते हुए एक दिन मधुमन में आए।
So this kind, so Mother Yashoda was accusing Krishna of this stealing business. So Krishna, there's a lot of dialogue that goes on. There's a song compiled by a poet. So towards the end of the dialogue, Krishna says that, because you're accusing me, this is all false, this is all baseless. You are doing this because you do not treat me as your own child. This is stepmotherly treatment you are giving to me. And when...
Somebody says that you are son of Devaki Nandan.
Yeah. And sometime we hear that you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki. So that must be the fact. Otherwise why would you... So call me thief and call me, address me this way. So you don't have the same affection. You don't consider me your child. You consider me someone else's child. That must be a fact, isn't it? Isn't that the fact? So just to satisfy or adjust the mentality of Mother Yashoda, then ultimately Krishna agrees and he says, yes, yes.
Mother. And he saw Mother weeping.
Yeah, he saw Mother weeping. And Krishna said, you are treating me as if I am not your son. Isn't that a fact? So Yashoda immediately wanted to... So she started, when Yashoda heard, she was shedding tears. And then Krishna agrees and he admits, yes, I am the one. Yes, I accept. I'm stealing, I'm a butter thief. In the beginning he was saying, no, I'm not stealing, I have no time, I'm a little boy and all the butter is always up there, I cannot reach it. But then when mother was shedding tears, he says, yes, this is a fact, I am a thief, I steal butter. Does that satisfy you? Yes, I speak the truth now. I don't want to hide anything.
मधुबन में मधुबन माने क्या मधु बहुत तरह के होते हैं एक मधु तो जंगलों में होता है जिसको मधुमक्खियां लगाती हैं बहुत मीठा होता है उससे भी बड़ा मधु एक और है पुरुषों का स्त्रियों के प्रति स्नेह माता का पुत्र के प्रति स्नेह परस्पर मित्रों का स्नेह ये भी मधु है उस मधु को छोड़ करके भी इसमें आदमी डूब जाता है और इससे भी बड़ा मधु क्या है कृष्ण का नाम रूप गुण और उनकी लीलाएं इतनी स्वादिष्ट रसमयी हैं जो मनुष्य इन दोनों प्रकार की मधुओं को छोड़ करके कृष्ण लीला में तन्मय हो जाता है ये मधु कौन कृष्ण लीला का मधु वृंदावन है वृंदावन का अंतर्गत ये मधुबन है यहाँ पर कृष्ण को खेलने के लिए और ऐसे सब चीजों के लिए बड़ा गोपियां भी यहाँ पर दर्शन करने के लिए कृष्ण का आती हैं और उनसे मिलती हैं यहाँ पर इसलिए ये मधुबन मधु का भंडार अर्थात रस का भंडार भी है मधुमक्खियों का भी है संसारिक दृष्टि से भी है उसको तो मधुसूदन मधु के रूप में उसको काट करके अपने तरफ में लगा लेते हैं उसने को इसलिए मधुबन माने प्रेम का रस का समुद्र जहाँ पर है वन है वो मधुबन उस मधुबन में ये गायों को चराने के लिए आए
So Narayan Maharaj is explaining different kinds of madhu. Madhu means honey or nectar. In the forest also you get honey. Sometimes it also drips from the flowers or some trees. And it's very nectarian, very juicy thing to relish. More relishable madhu is the relationship between man and woman, or friend and friend, or parents and the children, that relationship is also nectarian, and sometimes, a lot of times, people in the world are attracted by this madhu, these kind of relations, and they get absorbed in it. But even superior to that kind of relationship, that kind of nectarian relationship, is name of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. So those who get attracted by all these things related with Krishna, they will immediately drop, give up, reject the so-called madhu, which we find in the forest, or we find in different relations in this material world. This forest Madhuban is an ocean of such a madhu, such a honey, which is all directly related with Krishna. So that is why this is a Madhuban.
Kintu is Rashkwa Sadhan Karne ke liye Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Mat, Moh, Matsarya, Vaishnava, Aparadh, Anarth Ityadi ko dur karna hoga. Krishna is anarth ko dur nahi karte. ये गुरु के मूल अखंड तत्व बलदेव जी हैं यही यदि इनकी कृपा हो तो दूर हो सकती है इस वन में जब आए तो बच्चों को भूख लगी उन्होंने कहा जे कृष्ण बलदेव आप महाबल
We could relish only If we become free from the Shadripus, the six enemies in the form of anger, lust, greed, and all these elements. In this forest, especially here, Baladev is residing. He this is where he killed the demon. who is original spiritual master, is spiritual master of all the spiritual masters. So by his grace, we could become free from all these bad qualities and be able to enjoy the nectar, madhu. Now, there are a lot of thal. This is a thal, palm tree. So these are two sample trees here. There is to be lots of trees all over the forest. And nice fruits, 5,000 years ago, so many fruits, good looking and nice fragrance. And with the blowing of the winds, the fragrance was all over. Krishna was coming also to Madhuban with his cows, with his friends. And they had news that there are a lot of fruits there must be, because nice fragrance is coming from that direction. But they all knew also that Kamsa is taking good care of this forest. He doesn't allow anyone to enter this forest. He also has appointed one big demon in the form of ass called Dhenukasur. So all his friends are appealing to Krishna and Balaram, you are very strong, why don't you please do something so that you and we both, all of us, could enjoy the fruits. So they were appealing to Krishna and Balaram like that.
बलदेव प्रभु जी और कृष्ण यहाँ आए हिंकासुर माने अज्ञानता कृष्ण को भूलना ही ये पशुत्व है या गधा का भाव है धेनुका माने होता है धेनुक माने गधा तुम बड़े गधे हो माने बड़े मूर्ख हो जगत में वही मूर्ख है जो भगवान का भजन नहीं करता है वैष्णव की सेवा नहीं करता है और वैष्णव की और भगवान की सेवा करने के लिए जो निषेध करता है वो गधा है बलदेव प्रभु जी ने यहाँ आकर के उस धनुकासुर का वध किया उनकी पत्नियों का उनके बच्चों और सब परिकरों को वध करके और यहाँ पर उसको उठा करके पटक दिया एक ताल वृक्ष के ऊपर में एक ताल वृक्ष टूटा दूसरा टूटा इस प्रकार से उस जंगल के अधिकांश ताल फल गिर गए और फल भी गिरे और कृष्ण ने और बलदेव ने दोनों बलदेव जी ने धनुकासुर का यहाँ पर वध किया और कृष्ण ने भी और दूसरों गधों का वध किया इसके बाद में बड़ा भारी विभत्स यहाँ पर दृश्य हो गया बच्चे ने घृणा के मारे वो फल नहीं खाए इसके बाद में वहां से लौट आए फिर धीरे धीरे वहां का सब साफ हुआ तब उस जंगल में सभी लोग जाने लगे जो कुछ बचे हुए ताल के वृक्ष थे सभी के लिए आस्वादनीय हो गया उसी प्रकार से हमारे अंदर में अज्ञानता है कृष्ण ही हमारे आराध्य हैं देवता देवियां ये सब जो देती हैं वो साधारण जगत के चीजों को देती है उसको छोड़ करके चला जाना है उससे हमारा कोई भी आनंद और सुख नहीं होगा भगवत भजन में ही हमें आनंद और सुख है इसलिए ऐसे अज्ञान का दूर करने वाले बलदेव प्रभु जी यहाँ पर रहते हैं उस बलदेव प्रभु जी को हम नमस्कार करते हैं
So Dhenukasur represents darkness. He is a donkey. As so all the fools of this material world, those who do not serve Vaishnavas or hear the holy names, they are like a dhenuka, so they are like a donkeys, like a compared to the ass. So Krishna and Balaram came here as their friends were really pushing them, appealing them, and then the big demon comes out to stop Krishna and Balaram, and Baladev is one who picks up this Dhenukasur and throws him into the top of the tree, one tall tree, and that tree falls on the top of the other tree, and then like that almost all the trees all collapsed. Hardly any tree was standing erect like that. So and other demons, when Dhenukasur was killed, other his friends, associates also came out. They were trying to stop Krishna and Balaram, but nothing worked, and ultimately all the demons were cleaned up, all killed. That time, because so much killing took place, coward boys could not eat, enjoy the fruits, but later on all the demons were cleared out, they were all thrown away, and then gradually all the coward boys and friends and other public also started coming in, and they started enjoying the fruits of this Madhuban, Palban forest. This was by the grace of Baladev and Krishna. So when we get the grace of the Lord, Baladev, Krishna, then we are able to enjoy the nectar of Krishna consciousness. So we have to get rid of this demon also from within us, which is there in the form of ignorance, and then we'll be able to enjoy the nectar, the madhu.
बलदेव प्रभु और कृष्ण को तो हम अभी नहीं देखते, किंतु जैसे प्रकट लीला में उनकी लीलाएं होती, अभी भी उनकी लीलाएं होती हैं। कोई कोई सौभाग्यवान जीव गुरुजी के कृपा से, भगवान की कृपा से उन लीलाओं का दर्शन करता है, बड़ा मनोरम अभी भी होगा, किंतु हम लोग उसे नहीं देख रहे। अभी ये कुंड है, बलदेव जी का शिव विग्रह यहाँ है। यदि कुछ भी न रहे, भूमि तो है, भूमि चिन्मयी है, इस भूमि में हम प्रणाम करके और हृदय से उनसे प्रार्थना करें, अपने सिर पर धारण करें, तो वो भूमि कृपा करके अपने को जैसी है वैसे ही प्रकट कर देगी, और उस वृंदावन भूमि को हम आज भी दर्शन कर सकते। इसीलिए हम लोग प्रतिवर्ष आते हैं, आप लोग भी इसीलिए आए हैं। इनको साधारण भूमि मत समझिए, चिन्मयी भूमि, बलदेव प्रभु ही इस भूमि को समझिए, वृंदावन बलदेव प्रभु जी हैं। इसलिए भूमि हमारे ऊपर में कृपा करे, हम लोग सचमुच में इसकी अनुभूति लाभ करें, यही प्रार्थना करके यहाँ के धूली सिर पर दे करके और बलदेव कुंड का जल स्पर्श करके मस्तक पर देकर आचमन करके फिर यहाँ से आप लोग जाएंगे कुमुदवन में, इधर से चले जाएंगे हम लोग, यहाँ से दर्शन करके यहीं से हम लोग कुमुदवन को प्रणाम करेंगे। पास ही में यहाँ से लगा हुआ, 1-2 माइल होगा, और हम लोग फिर चलेंगे मधुबन की तरफ, प्रणाम करके मधुबन और ये सब का फिर हम लोग अपने मुख प्रणाम। ये लोग पैदल परिक्रमा कर रहे हैं, हम लोग भी अगले वर्ष भगवान की इच्छा हुई तो पैदल परिक्रमा सबका, सब जगहों में ठहर ठहर करके हम लोग परिक्रमा करें। पंचा कल्प
बलराम आर गोइंग ऑन, even now they are going on. Only some specially blessed souls could see them. However, us, the fallen souls, we come here to purify ourselves. So the same land is there. This is not ordinary land. This is Baladev, Shankarsan himself. So we take the dust on our head, and also take the jal water from this Baladev Kund, it's called Baladev Kund, and we pray for purification so that we also get vision to see those pastimes of Krishna.
Baladev Prabhu ki jai, Dal Ban ki jai, Gopranande
This is Kumudban, smallest of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Kumud is kind of a flower which we don't see around. Tal is a tree, and that's why Talban. And this is Kumudban because of some special lilies found in this forest. Here is Padma Kund, that's the name. I'm not sure about the name of the Kund. Huh? Well, every Kund is Krishna Kund. There's Krishna Kund there on the local signboard. On the bank of this Kund, this is Kapil Muni's ashram. See this small ashram here? The Kapil Dev inside there. On the bank of this Kund pond, in this forest, Kumudban, Kapil Muni performed austerities.
Kapil Muni is the realized soul, is more than a soul, is incarnation of Lord. So anyone who takes bath in this kund, kumud, I mean Krishna kund, I don't know the name, Krishna kund. All the purports, all the Vedic knowledge is revealed unto a person who takes bath. So you all, we strongly recommend, if you want to be enlightened, this is the opportunity. Don't miss it. No hesitation. You all should enter this kund. Ladies go that side. And other gents take bath here. We're not going to get into a long talk. We had few talks on the way. And we have a long way to go. So, take bath, and the day on which last year the breakfast went, all affairs went wrong and it was beyond our control, that's the day today. Everything seems to be coming along nicely. It has come before time. Breakfast was here waiting for us. Last year we were running after breakfast and breakfast was running away from us. So it has taken 3 years by management of Bhadra Prabhu. It seems that because he is sincere, the perfection is attained. All glories to management. All glories to advanced party also, headed by Hari Charan Prabhu. So, more details you please read in Srimad Bhagavatam about Kapil Dev, or maybe tonight. Tonight we also had a talk about some Mahabharata stories, because that's the place where Shantanu performed austerities. He had no children, that's why he had come there to perform austerities. So those who have no children these days, I mean, not brahmacharis, householders, they go there and they worship the deity there and pray to the Lord for offspring, children. So Shantanukun had performed austerities there, Kapil Muni performed austerities here, and Madhuban Dhruv Maharaj performed austerities. So we are coming across a lot of personalities performing austerities everywhere. So at some point, in our lives, we should also take these austerities very seriously. Tap, Brahma, the first acharya in our disciplic succession, he performed austerities. The first instruction that he had heard was this tapa, that is austerity, tapasya. So we should learn some austerities, practice some austerities. So this month of Damodar, during which we are performing this 30-day parikrama, this is such a nice opportunity for all of us to perform lots of austerities. Now next austerity is to enter the cold water of this kund. Now you should not, don't think otherwise, just get in there. Thinking, feeling, willing, good, bad, hot, cold, go beyond that. Okay.
नाना शास्त्र विचारि नैक निपुनौ सद्धर्म संस्थापको Lokanamitakarina Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanya Kado Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Mattaliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Rakujako Siti Vagopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Rakujako Siti Vagopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Rakujako Sri Jiva Gopalaka. I offer my respectful obeisances unto six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatan Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in mood of gopis and are engaged in transcendental living service of Radha and Krishna. While six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were here, they saw much more, many additional things than what we are seeing. So what they saw, what they felt within, and what they realized has been compiled in scriptures like this one here, Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We are not able to see. So we see through the eyes of the scriptures. Then we also see much more than what we are otherwise able to see. In fact, that is the process to see. We have no eyes to see. The sadhus are giving us eyes to see. Sadhus are giving us scriptures to see through, look through them so that we could see, ultimately see Krishna. Vedesha sarvir aham eva vedyaha. I am to be known. Why study scriptures? To know me. Why are we doing parikrama? Also to know Krishna. There is no other purpose. So, it is very, very important that we constantly read scriptures or hear scriptures, hear saintly persons, then we'll be able to see, then the pilgrimage becomes worthwhile. Otherwise, going to the holy places just to see some scenery or just to take a bath. Salilena karhichit saiva gokharaha. That person is compared to a cow or ass, donkey. And a cow is nice. Somehow, cow also has been mentioned. So just walking all over, wandering all over, we won't derive much benefit. Most important, we do two things. Walking and hearing. These are two predominating things we do. And purpose of walking is also is hearing. If it is not for hearing we walk, then why should we walk? Why take trouble? So we take this body with ears that are attached there. We walk to different places so that we could hear more and more. We're simply anxious to hear. By hearing we know things. We realize things. Acharyas are sharing their realization with us. They are magnanimous people. They are not miserly people. They are realized. Nana shastra vichari naika nipuno sadharma samsthapako. Like six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are scrutinizingly studying all the scriptures and sharing their realizations in order to sadharma samsthapako, in order to establish the principles of religion. So we must read and hear scriptures. Otherwise, once, maybe you heard this before, once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was giving a class, a discourse by him, and in the middle of the discourse, one disciple, he offered his obeisances and went away. And then he returned after a long break. Class was still going on. He returned, he offered his obeisances and he merged with the other students, disciples, became part of the class. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj asked him, where did he go? He said, I went to the temple for darshan. So this disciple probably thought that my spiritual master would certainly appreciate the fact that I went for darshan, the deities. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was not very pleased. He sarcastically asked him, so you went away and you had darshan. So he said, how was your eye exercise? That was a question asked by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. He said, how was your eye exercise? And then he explained, he said, you went for darshan, you stood in front of the deity, you opened your eyes, you closed your eyes. This happened many times, isn't it? So he compared that opening and closing of the eyes to the eye exercise. He said, how was your eye exercise? And then he further elaborated upon this and he said, I am here to give you eyes to see the Lord. And in the middle, you are going away to see the Lord with your own eyes. So he had not appreciated this fact that his disciples went away to see the form. More important than seeing is hearing. Srila Prabhupada explains how people are very, very anxious to see the Lord. If they would be equally anxious to hear the Lord, hear about the Lord, then they will be more quickly able to see the Lord. So, we are going all over Brajamandal, and there's a lot to see. And we are going to, yes, we are going around to see. But unless we hear, we can't really see and understand. Like we went to Madhuban. If we were just taken there, then you could only imagine. So what is this place? What happened here? Why am I here? Why here? Why not somewhere else? But as soon as we are told, yes, yeah, this is the place where Dhruva Maharaj performed his austerities. And he had darshan of Narayan. And the detailed descriptions of how he underwent lots of austerities there. Last night we went over that. We had a Bhagavatam class. We read from 4th canto, 9th chapter last night. We heard Narad Muni. We heard Narayan also. We heard Dhruva Maharaj. The dialogue between Narayan and Dhruva Maharaj. We also heard about how beautiful, from Narad Muni we heard how beautiful is the Lord. Now, even before, of course, that first dialogue between Narad Muni and Dhruva Maharaj took place on the bank of Jamuna. And that's where he first of all tried to discourage, but when he saw that Dhruva Maharaj was very much determined, he gave some process and gave also a description of the Lord, the beautiful Lord. So that with great determination, Dhruva Maharaj would pursue this path. See the end of the process and see the Lord. And he was asked to go to Madhuban. That is what Dhruva Maharaj did. And he saw the Lord. So, by hearing those descriptions, our visit of that forest became worthwhile. Otherwise, people go and take bath in Krishna Kund and go away. It's not the same thing. So tonight, we are going to read from Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 26, Stimulation for Ecstatic Love. Just some part, few pages from this chapter. If you hear this attentively and with devotion, you'll capture the personality, the beauty of Lord Krishna. Especially after, as we are going around during the Brajamandal Parikrama, taking trouble to visit Krishna's pastimes with no shoes and heat above us, as we pass through that kind of physical struggle, and then we hear about Krishna, it makes much more sense. Krishna comes out very clear. Krishna makes his presence strongly felt to such a person. Or after walking all day like that, and then you hear something about Krishna, or you read something about Krishna, it comes out very clear and strong. Because you are taking trouble. You're searching for Krishna. You're looking for Krishna. And then you also look through the scripture to find him. You feel that he's very close to you. You're closer to him. So, Krishna's apparel and garlands generally, there are four kinds of garments on the body of Krishna: his shirt, turban, belt, and wearing garments. In Vrindavan, he used to put on reddish garments with a golden shirt on his body and an orange turban on his head. The different kinds of belts combined with his enchanting smile used to always increase the transcendental bliss of his associates. This dress of Krishna is described as gorgeous. There are four kinds of garments on the body of Krishna. What are the four kinds?
His shirt.
His turban.
His
belt. And
gun. His gun.
His dhoti. Doesn't say dhoti here. It says wearing garments. Oh, that's dhoti. Distinctly, these are the four kinds of garments on the body of Krishna. So this is knowing God. People say, or Christians say, yes, we know God. Yes, they also know God. But very little. Here, now you are talking. When you are talking about what kind of dress he is wearing, what kind of dress God is wearing, you really need to know very closely. Not only what kind of dress, but what kind of color of his turban, what kind of color of his shirt, what kind of color of his dhoti. You really need to know, otherwise you cannot talk about knowing God, or this much knowing God. Mayavadi just see the effulgence of God from a distance, and they think, yes, yes, they know Krishna, they know God. But they do not know the personality of God, the garments of God, the color of the garments of God. It's getting deeper, getting closer to God. Then you know more about God. Some people just know the word God. Or they know, yes, God is great. God is love. God is everywhere.
God is kind. Yeah, these are a few of the things to know about God. There's much more than that. And this is where we find Rupa Goswami knew God. So he's talking about God. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, right?
Yes.
He is Rupa Manjari. So Manjaris are always around Radha, and Radha is around Krishna. So they have seen God. Last night we were hearing Narad Muni speak. Narad Muni spoke last night to some of us as we were reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was describing God. He could very well describe God because he has seen God. He can go to Vaikuntha, he returns, he meets God. And just today we told you how when Danta Vaktra was all ready to fight and kill Krishna, Narad Muni met him, and then Narad Muni went to Dwarka to inform, yes, yes, there is such and such person all ready to fight. Are you ready to accept the challenge? Krishna said, yes, no problem. Here I go. And Krishna went. Next minute, Krishna was there. That's the kind of person Narad Muni is. So he can, he's authority. He's associate of Krishna. He can talk about Krishna. He knows Krishna. So Rupa Goswami also knows Krishna. So he could talk. Give all the details regarding God. Akalpa refers to the texture of Krishna's hair, his nicely dressed body anointed with sandalwood pulp and decorated with flower garlands, his tilak and his chewing pan. Krishna was decorated constantly in this akalpa process. Krishna's hair was sometimes decorated with flowers placed on the middle of his head, or else it was reaching down on his back. Sometimes Krishna's hair, like Narad Muni, they show sometimes, they tie it here and then pick up or some flowers, or they loop, hang on the back. So there are two ways Krishna's hair are tied. We're talking about Krishna. As for the ointment on his body, the pulp of sandalwood generally appeared to be white. When it was mixed with saffron dye, it appeared to be yellow. Krishna used to put a Vaijanti garland around his neck. This Vaijanti garland is made of flowers of at least 5 different colors. Such a garland was always long enough to touch Krishna's knees or feet. Galla, they say, Vannamala, Kari Jhalamo. Sandhyarati, we sing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is wearing garland and is reaching all the way to his knees or to his feet. Besides this garland of flowers, there were other kinds of flower garlands too, sometimes decorating his head, sometimes hanging around his neck and chest. Artistic paintings with sandalwood pulp and colored sandalwood were also to be found on the body of Krishna. Sometimes pujaris, they decorate the whole face of Krishna with sandalwood. They do Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan or Radha Shyam Sundar. So there's a face on the body also, different markings. This, because of sandalwood, it gives a cooling effect. Yashoda also would do this after his bath. In the mornings, he would decorate his body with sandalwood pulp. It looks nice and it has very cooling effect, because her child would be out there all day in the sun. She was concerned, and he would not wear shoes. We just heard that this morning. Krishna also was going all over Braj without shoes. So we are following in the footsteps of Krishna. Otherwise, he was not a poor man's son. His father was rich. Nanda Maharaj was a very rich person. With how many cows? 10 million cows. So much butter, so much milk. They could have bought some shoes for him. Yashoda was prepared. She also was prepared to buy what? Umbrella. He said, no, look at the cows. They don't have shoes. They don't have umbrella. And then Krishna said, dharmo rakshati rakshataha. Let us just take care. Let us protect the cows. And then we will be protected. This is a very famous statement of Krishna. Dharmo rakshati rakshataha. He is giving advice to his own mother. Yes, yes, mother, forget this. Why should you look after me so much? Let us all look after the cows. And that is protecting religion. And then religion in turn will protect us. We should not worry so much about our own protection. That was Krishna's argument. And then he just kept going bare feet. But all day long, Yashoda and gopis also, as we read Krishna book, they're concerned maybe thorns are pricking Krishna. They're thinking all day. Krishna kept going like that. In the beginning he was herding, taking care of the cows. Then he started looking after cows. There is one festival coming up called Gopastami. Gopastami is a day. From that day onwards, Krishna started looking after the cows. When he was a small boy, small boys cannot take care of big cows. So they were given charge of the cows. And the elderly gopas, elderly gentlemen, were looking after the cows. When Krishna was growing up, he grew big enough to take care of the cows. Then he was given a charge on Gopastami. They worship cows that day. And there's some celebration also that day. I think it is coming up this month. It's during Kartik Astami. So, one gopi addressed her friend and began to praise the bodily features of Krishna. She praised his blackish complexion, the reddish color of chewing pan, and chanting his beauty hundreds of times, the curling hair on his head, the kumkum red spot on his body, and tilak on his forehead. His helmet, his earring, his necklace, his four garments, the bangles on his head, the rings on his fingers, his ankle bells, his flute. These are the different features of Krishna's ornaments. Krishna, the enemy of Agha, Agha is brother of? Whose brother is he? Putana. His brother of Putana. Tomorrow we'll be visiting Putana's home village, hometown. Place where Putana took birth. We'll be visiting that tomorrow. You are ready? So, the Baka also, your brothers. Bakasur, Aghasur and Putana. Bakasur, Aghasur are brothers and Putana is a sister. So tomorrow we go to Putana's birthplace. So this Agha has been mentioned here. Krishna, the enemy of Agha, always looked beautiful with his incomparable helmet, his earrings made of diamonds, his necklace of pearls, his bangles, his embroidered garments and the beautiful rings on his fingers. Krishna is sometimes called Vanamali. Vana means forest and Mali means gardener. So Vanamali refers to one who extensively uses flowers and garlands on different parts of his body. Krishna was dressed like this not only in Vrindavan but also in battlefield of Kurukshetra. Seeing such colorful dress and the garlands of different flowers, some great sages prayed, Lord Krishna was going to battlefield of Kurukshetra, not to fight, but to grace all the devotees with his presence, as a prayer of some sages. Next item, to stimulate the ecstatic love is Krishna's flute. We are reading these items so that some stimulation, so that in the words of Dhruva Maharaj, to enliven his senses. When he met the Lord, he said, "My Lord, my senses were sleeping. Now as I see you and as you touch me, and now my senses have woken up." Spiritual senses. Wake up. So, as we become more and more Krishna conscious, Krishna consciousness is not meant for putting you to rest, put break on your senses, no. Krishna consciousness is to enliven your senses. Get your senses very, very activated, motivated to serve Krishna, to please Krishna. So more devotee makes advancement in Krishna consciousness, he is always active. So this is also one of the symptoms of one in ecstatic love. He does not waste his time, never ever wastes his time. He's always, every minute, every second, every moment of his life is very, very active. Active within his thinking, contemplating, or is going someplace to serve Krishna, or is handling things for Krishna, or they're taking Krishna prasad, or seeing the deity, hearing about Krishna. Like that, he keeps himself very, very busy all the time. This is a sign of person in advanced stage. He doesn't want to waste his time. no time for too much sleeping, no time for gossiping. How could one gossip? Gossip is all rubbish, is useless, and has no substance. So the devotee of Krishna is utilizing his senses. Knowledge acquiring senses, or working senses, they are in action, full action. So, we are reading these items from this chapter to stimulate us, to wake us up. Jeev jago, jeev jago. That's the purpose. Otherwise, kota nidra jao maya, vishachira kole. How long will you be sleeping? How long will you sleep? No sleeping. As far as his flute is concerned, it is said that the vibration of this wonderful instrument was able to break the meditation of the greatest sages. Krishna was thus challenging Cupid by advertising his transcendental glories all over the world. When Cupid had once come with his bow and arrow, trying to shoot Krishna with the arrow, but how Krishna defeated will tell you one of these days. A lot of things are yet to come. There's not a stock. There are three kinds of flutes used by Krishna. What are their names? Mm-hmm. Venu is one.
Bansi.
Huh?
Bansi.
Bansi or Bansari.
Anandini.
Huh?
Anandini.
Anandini, well, that's it's not separate. Akarshini. Anandini. There's another three main names. Huh? Murali. Murali. Venu, Bansi and Murali. That's why Krishna is known as Bansidhar, Venudhar and Muralidhar. As he is also known as Giridhar. Dhar means holder, one who is holding. He is either holding Bansi or Murali or Venu. He is known as Muralidhar, Bansidhar, Venudhar. One is called Venu, one is called Murali, and third is called Bansi. Venu is small, not more than 6 inches long, with 6 holes for whistling. He is also knowing more about Krishna. There's so much to know.